Zoomer Radio Trooper and the Rolling Stones on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. We all feel it, the need to contribute, to donate, to help the people of Ukraine in some way. It's not enough to be a silent observer, and that's why a Toronto couple made it their mission to organize and gather volunteers, solicit donations, fill a cargo plane with much needed supplies. Jason Van Bruggen and his wife Blaine Pearson turned the space at their creative agency into a hub for donations, and Jason joins us now. Welcome into the morning Zoom, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jason, we understand you're calling it Resistance from a Distance. I love that.
Yeah, well, we're a week old, so it was an informal naming process, but that's the best we could do with the time we had.
Well, a lot of people own businesses, and a lot of people have space, but not very many people would dedicate their businesses to be able to help the people of what is becoming war-torn Ukraine. Tell us how this all evolved.
Well, I mean, I was losing sleep at night. I could not sleep. I would wake up every morning and scroll the news like many of us do, and, you know, I felt helpless and hopeless, as many of us do. But I considered going over there and, you know, lending the skills I had to the conflict. But upon reflection and discussion with my partner and wife, Blaine, we decided it was best to send supplies instead of ourselves. So that was the genesis of it. And, we are people of action, certainly. So once we committed to that, we really committed to it and went after it with a vengeance, if you will.
Yeah. Did you ever, how surprised are you by the response, and how did you get the response? So how did you get the message out to the community, and who are the people who've responded, not individually, but just as a group? Is it just Toronto? Is it Ontario? Is it Canada? Where are the donations coming from?
Yeah. So I'll answer your first question first. I mean, we just sent out an email to our sort of immediate peer group and, you know, some business contacts, and then we put the call out on various social media channels for the same thing, and you know, within hours, the response, it was clear to us that the response was overwhelming. I think a lot of people were looking for a way in which to contribute. I think a lot of people, there's many, many worthwhile charities out there for sure, and I think a lot of people don't understand exactly, you know, when that those donations get there and what percentage go to staff and those things. And I think what we offered was a very direct timeline and a, you know, sort of 100% accountability of funds to go directly. So I think a lot of people were looking for a roadmap as to how they could contribute. And for whatever reason, given the timing, and people sort of sentiment at that moment, this seemed like a great avenue for people to participate.
Jason, go ahead.
We were quite overwhelmed by the response, certainly. I wouldn't say totally surprised, but, but pleased. It was a very good problem to have for us, and we were certainly, it was heartening in these sort of dark times to see people step up and participate. And as to where everyone came from, I mean, it was you know, all over Canada, ultimately. Many people in the States as well stepped up and made financial donations. So it spread from Toronto and surrounds to become a sort of national a national platform for people to partake in this.
Jason, how big is your cargo plane, and how much room do you still have for donations, and what are you looking for?
Yeah, so it's not my cargo plane at all. We work with an organization called MIST, which is a Ukrainian shipper.
Yes.
And they do a weekly shipment. I'm not sure exactly how big the cargo plane is, but if I looked at their warehouse, they've got vast amounts of materials donated. So we were able to make a significant contribution to that. And in terms of what people are looking for, as is normally the case in a war zone, it's fluid. And the initial brief was to get, you know, food and clothing and other things out, but that quickly became no longer the priority, and we shifted to medical supplies, to trauma treatment, first aid and survival gear. So, you know, tents, sleeping bags of the highest quality and new condition, and also medicines and medical supplies. The thing that I'm looking for now, our plane left on Friday of last week, or the plane that most of our goods were on, left on Friday of last week. And the thing that I'm looking for now is body armor and helmets to protect Ukrainians on the ground and to help save lives. So that's my next sort of drive. And that's where we're taking the balance of funds that we have in our account and putting them towards.
So you're asking for donations then, right? Is that better for people to give money and then you can make the purchases as required?
Yeah, what we did with the medicine, for instance, is we worked with a manufacturer of the medications themselves and basically procured all of these things at cost. So, you know, I would never encourage people to go to Shoppers Drug Mart and buy some Band-Aids because we got everything at, you know, a 70% discount. So through volume purchasing, we're able to secure these discounts with suppliers. The same applies to body armor. We have a supplier who's going to be stocking again next week. And because we're purchasing in bulk, we have a significant discount. You know, we also have things like, I just heard from a supplier of radios yesterday in Calgary, and they're donating 100 radios, two-way radios, which are valuable. There's a lot of other sort of, you know, specific military things that are of use in those types of environments that people have stepped forward and offered up, and things I hadn't even thought of or that maybe weren't deemed necessary in the list we were given, but seem to have value in that theater.
Okay, everyone's going to ask, where can we go to help you? So just quickly give us an email address or something, somewhere to go.
Yeah, Jason at Jason Van Bruggen. As I said, we're really looking to consolidate financial support against the purchase of body armor at this point and get hopefully a couple hundred of those sets on the next plane out.
That's excellent. Jason Van Bruggen, co-founder, Toronto Creative Agency, .. and donations organizer of Resistance from a Distance. Good luck to you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. May I say one last thing? I would also look at the Canada-Ukraine Foundation, who we've been affiliated with as a worthwhile organization to donate to. They're excellent and very well respected within the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we've spoken with them as well. It's a lot of regular people out there doing extraordinary things. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you very much.